Have you ever wondered how much money you needed before you could retire? If you're like many Americans a few years ago, you threw out a random number like $1 million. But it seems like this magic number has increased in recent years. In a recent survey by Northwestern Mutual 2024 Planning in Progress study, the gap between what Americans have saved and what they need is bigger than we think. In this episode, we'll explore what is this magic number for retirement? How close are you to reaching it? How to get there? And how much do you really need before you think about retiring? All this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor, I am constantly getting questions like, how much do I need to retire? Do I have enough saved? What is the safest investment in retirement? It is being reported that Northwestern's Mutual Survey, which includes responses from about 4,500 Americans 18 and up, reached in January, found that across generations, people think they'll need upwards to $1 million to retire comfortably. The average estimate, or quote-unquote magic number, is $1.46 million, a 15% increase from last year. It's also a huge jump from 2020, when people guessed they'll need about $951,000 to retire. But Americans' actual savings aren't even close to that. In fact, they've declined as their cost expectations have actually risen. This year, the average amount adults have saved is just about $88,400, a bit less than the $89,300 recorded by Northwestern's Mutual's report last year. That's a $10,000 drop from the average amount of retirement savings in 2021, when the metric hit its five-year peak of $98,800. So, basically, we are seeing people's financial needs for retirement increases as their savings are actually decreasing. As far as the gap between what we need and what we're saving, it's almost like putting a YouTube video on 2x speed. We're increasing that gap twice as fast. So, does this mean that we are going to have a generation of people who are not going to be able to retire? I think that's the big fear here. Well, yes and no. Because according to some recent surveys, this generation is getting comfortable with the fact that working will be a part of their retirement plan. People simply can't afford to retire completely from the workforce as they used to. They are exchanging the option to pursue a hobby for the obligation of going to work, unfortunately. And that means that they will have to keep up their health and their skills, and I'm talking physical and cognitive, in order to compete in this already competitive work environment. But what kind of life is that? Using your time away from your family just to survive when there is a better option. So let me say this. If you're listening now, this doesn't have to be you. And most likely, if you're listening now, this won't be you. And I'm only saying that is because your pursuit of financial knowledge, your pursuit of financial freedom, is what's going to drive you to the right behaviors, the right thoughts, and ultimately, hopefully, the right financial situation. So how can we lower the probability of running out of money in retirement or not having enough? Because we all know everything is in God's decree, so we cannot control what God has ordained for us, but we can reduce the probability through the pursuit of financial knowledge. And number one is creating a financial plan. This is the no part of my response. The amount you need depends on factors like your location, the age you want to retire, lifestyle expectations, and how long you expect to live. As a general rule, though, saving 10 times your final salary to retire at 67 will give you a starting number. Also, another strategy is to save enough so that you will have 80% of your pre-retirement income each year in retirement. So you may be wondering, okay, I get that, AB, but what does that actually look like in some real numbers? Well, here they go. Well, if we take the first general rule and we're going to save 10 times your final salary, if you're making $100,000 a year, that means you'll need to save $1 million. And with a safe withdrawal rate of roughly 4%, you can expect $40,000 per year with a high probability that you wouldn't run out of money in retirement. Pretty simple. The one number we're all fretful for is just an easy calculation here. But once again, these are just guardrails. So it could be lower, which is 3-2%, which increases your probability of success, or it may be 5 or 6, which may decrease it a little bit. So we have to make sure that we're managing that number according to each year because circumstances are going to change. So the question is, can you live off of $40,000 net per year? Now, if we go with the second strategy, you'll need to save $2 million by the time you retire to receive 80% of your income. This is what that looks like. $2 million with a 4% withdrawal rate, that means you'll get $80,000, which is 80% of your final salary. So you have to save twice as much, but you also increase the probability of your success and you get more money per year. Now, this is why financial planning is so important, because $40,000 in Louisiana is different than $40,000 in, let's say, California. The cost of living is dramatically different. And this is the cost of living, and we're not even talking about the quality of life. So to help you with this number, you need to run an analysis on your expenses to see when your major debt, such as your house, will be paid off. Will it be paid off before, during, or sometime deep into your retirement? An investor who doesn't have a mortgage payment in retirement needs far less money than someone who does. A February report from the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee found that over half of all Americans are facing financial insecurity in retirement. That means people aren't feeling comfortable with the money that they've saved or that they're making. Roughly half of people 55 and older have nothing saved at all. I'm going to say that again. Roughly half of people 55 and older have nothing saved at all. Now, the study also showed that Generation Xers, who are quickly approaching retirement age, and baby boomers aren't very confident in their retirement readiness. Only 35% of Gen Xers said they plan for the possibility of outliving their savings, while 37% of boomers said the same. Only about half of boomers and 40% of Gen Xers said they know how much they'll need to retire. So for me, the reason this number of money needed in retirement is growing in the minds of investors is because they just don't know how much they really need. So they make a guess, and this guess is destroying their confidence and their ability to retire. $1 million is far less than $1.46 million. But if investors don't know where they are, there's no way they can actually prepare for where they want to be. You know, I find it crazy how these surveys always point to the cost of living going up, but never speak to the cost of living of the individual based on their income. Do you see what I'm saying here? For example, if you make $100,000, right, but your lifestyle causes you to spend $110,000, of course, you're not going to have enough money. And when inflation hits, it will get even more expensive to live the life you're living now. But what do most Americans do? Do they reduce the cost of their living? Do they make better financial decisions? Do they create a financial plan to make sure that the things they are purchasing will not affect them negatively in the future, which they will acquire what they call a net positive? No, they take out more debt to maintain that image to their friends that they are living the life that they say they are. They're living it, but they're living it in debt. So they are not living that life. What they're doing, they're living a fake lifestyle based on debt and borrowing from other people. So the first key, if you are worried, is to lower your living expenses. I know that sounds weird, right? Why would I want to go down? It's because you went up too far. So we have to counter that by making sure that the life that we're living is the life that we want and that we can afford to live, not just today, but over the long term. You know, we don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. We want to make sure that we have assets just in case of emergency. So find out what you need and what you don't need to live. Too many times we pay for conveniences. I was at the grocery store the other day and I was picking up some food for the family and they wanted some chicken, things of that nature. And I just kind of looked at the prices just a little bit and we were getting some chicken thighs for a meal my wife was going to cook. So I look at the prices and you will be surprised of how much they differ. And I'm not talking about weight here. So the chicken thighs with the skin on them and bone in and unseasoned were the cheapest. And the skinless with the bone in got a little bit more expensive. The boneless and skinless was almost the most expensive, but the boneless, skinless, and seasoned was the most expensive. And the difference had to be at least $3 or $4. I want to say maybe even $5. So what are you paying for? They're all chicken thighs. You're paying for the convenience of removing the bone. You're paying for the convenience of removing the skin. And you're paying for the convenience of them seasoning it. Now, you have to ask yourself, is $5 or $6 extra really worth 30 seconds it takes to make two cuts around the bone, rip off the skin, and sprinkle a little seasoning on top? Maybe for you, maybe it is, but for me, it wasn't. And I get to keep the $5 in my pocket, and we still get to eat the same chicken thighs we were going to do in the first place. So these things start to drip on our finances. Imagine if we did that every month, even if it's $5 or $10 difference, you're looking at $120 per year. You're looking over 10 years, that's another $1,200 just on chicken thighs. Who wants to do that? I know I don't. So let's get back to the topic here. Having a closet of new clothes and shoes is great. But once again, that's a luxury, not a necessity. So the safest investment you can make is organizing your finances so you know exactly where you stand financially and you can plan accordingly. At this rate, we'll find a generation either working when they don't have to or working because they didn't plan. And I don't want this to be you. So as we close, I just pray that you focus on your finances, you make some of those adjustments because the cost of living is just going to increase. And you will always find this kind of insecurity around your retirement if you don't find your magic number. So I'd hate to break it to you, but there's no such thing as a magic number in retirement where you are going to be guaranteed financial success. The reason is, even if you have $10 million, if you spend $10 million in a year, that's not financial success. If you spend as much as you bring in, that's not financial success. You may make it, but one emergency can throw a whole wrench in your whole plan. And we don't want that to happen for you. Okay. And if you need help finding your magic number, you can schedule a consultation with AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, where they provide Christian counsel on money matters. The link will be in the description, and you can start working with a Christian financial advisor that believes that Christians should be free themselves from the fear of not retiring with enough money. 100% virtual services are available to serve all 48 continental U.S. states. So if you don't live in the state of Louisiana, don't worry. We can still work with you. All you have to do is book an appointment and don't let retirement scare you away from living your best life. Well, that is it for me. I am AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.